Yes, this is 372 pages. This is a quarantine mini. This is Michael J. Nelson, which means this is going to be about classical music. Yep, nothing we can do about it. The die is cast. We can't change things now. Let's keep going in the same direction and hope something better happens. That's what we're going to do. But no, I think you'll be happy because we're going to be talking about a piece that was one of the earliest things that I ever listened to that got me into classical music. I was a piano performance major in college. I quickly learned I wasn't good enough. But one of the things that I really, really wanted to play was this. And this is Robert Schumann's Carnival. And when I was a young man, I listened to Alicia de la Roca, the Spanish pianist. I think it was one of her war horses that she trotted out many, many times and was so, so good. And I think I had an old London recording of that and would listen to endlessly to Alicia de la Roca playing Carnival. It's an interesting piece because, first of all, Schumann... I'll use the language of the old times and then I'll explain. Schumann was barking mad. That is, he had some sort of mental disorder, and I'm not making light of it. He was a little bit crazy. He got inside his own mind, and he was into puzzles. And so this piece, which Carnival, it references Commedia dell'arte, all the characters from Commedia dell'arte, the ancient, Italian theater set pieces. But it references, there's tons of codes in it based on the sequences of the chord structures, the letters, which would be in German, of course, that they sort of set the base for it. So it was basically like one big puzzle, but also this insane music that was very, I think, Chopin-esque. I believe that Schumann loved Chopin. He had strong opinions about a lot of composers, but I think he was pro-Chopin. And I think one of the pieces actually references Chopin directly. Anyway, I wanted to play piano so that I could play this piece. And so I would listen to it over and over and over again. And it is very, very difficult piece. Well, I don't want to say, did I say three varies? I don't mean three varies. But it was thought at the time that he published it, it was thought like it's too difficult for your average piano player, which is what you were aiming for when you published things back in the day, was like, I want this to sell. I want someone to sit at their piano and play this. That was a problem with, a lot of Beethoven sonatas. His early sonatas is like, okay, look, we got to get the publishing rights for these things, which means that people have to play them. And Beethoven, obviously being Beethoven, said, no, I don't care if people can play them. They're my stuff. So that was always a tension, because publishing was the way that you made the money, even way back in, like Haydn's time. Haydn was very much riding herd over his own publishing. He was one of the pioneers of that. Like, hey, how's Symphony 103 doing? Is that making a lot of cash? Because if it's not, I'm going to come down to your office, publishers, and I'm going to bring Papa Haydn hell on you. So anyway, I think Schumann made a piece that was a little too hard for people to play, and so it didn't. I think it didn't do well in his lifetime. But then it sort of gained a reputation. And anyway, the early or mid 20th century pianist Alicia de la Roca sort of took it on. Who else took it on? There's a Czech pianist. I'm not thinking of his name right now because my mind is not good. But anyway, you'll be hearing the music underneath this. And then I'll leave you... What should I leave you with? I'll leave you with the finale of it. The finale of the thing is, kinetic. It goes all over the place. There's beautiful little tunes in it. I never, as a listener, you don't listen to it and say, wow, there's lots of little puzzles in it. And the chord structures mean weird things and refer to his wife if you read them in German. I never did that. I just listened to Carnival and thought, this is an amazing piece of music and series of things. And even the slow chords, I think there's one called Sphinx, which look it up. But anyway, it's these the weird chord progressions that are very haunting. And I absolutely love this war horse piece called Carnival. And I think you will too. I think you will too. It worms its way into your mind. I wasn't laying a puzzle on you there. That was misspeaking. That was me making an error. A gaffe. Or was it? Was it a trick? We won't know until you listen to Schumann's Carnival.